welcome to another great episode of Elder Scrolls Off the Record. Today's record date is Turdos, Last Seed the 14th. And I am your humble host and fellow Tamrielic traveler, Eve Arwen, and I'm joined by the one and only, the exploitress, Mistress Liz LeBeau.
I wasn't exploiting. No, I was exploiting. I wasn't cheating. That's what it was.
Spoken like a true exploitress.
Can we start that over?
And, of course, Rob, Rage Philosophy, the sexiest Dunmer in all of Westeros.
Yeah, that's right. I am the sexiest Dunmer in all of Westeros. I'll take on the mountain myself.
Oh my! That is a very. I don't know how we should take that. we also have a very special guest today, Big Jake from Deltia's Gaming, the single largest Jake you'll ever encounter in Cyrodiil.
Hey, what's going on? Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, good sir, and thank you for joining us. And what makes me super excited about all of this is we've got Liz and Rob reunited. The Rift Off the Record crew is back, only this time on Elder Scrolls Off the Record. So let's hear it for Liz and Rob reunited together on a show.
All That's right. right.
Together Finally. Again.
Where to find us, guys? So you can go ahead and click on, nay, go to run towards elderscrollsofftherecord.com to access this show and so many awesome things over there. And of course on facebook.com/elderscrollsofftherecord. You can tweet us at elderscrollsotr, and you can watch this show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/questgamingnetwork, 7 p.m. every single Thursday. That's Eastern Time, folks. And, of course, if you missed that, it's on YouTube. YouTube.com/QuestGamingNetwork. Go ahead and click over there and say hi and leave a comment or two. We love reading the comments on YouTube. So, Liz, one of our brand-new hosts here on ESOTR, what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? Let's see, because I clicked away. Oh, we are going to go over
Don't
our weekend
break
game
rank, the... Liz. Don't do what? That. Don't break rank, Liz. Don't
you
click
told
away.
Me to say it. No, we're going to talk about community news, the Tales of the Dead, and that's a player-run festival in Greenshade, or is it something else?
Those are mutually exclusive. It is Tales of the Dead. And, and
we'll
player.
See the way it's set up. Anyway, yes, we're going to discuss update 3, what dropped, our thoughts, and of course, I already dropped the ball on this, our weekend game, which I'm excited about.
Yes, Yeah. We'll wholly include Elder Scrolls Online, and Jake over there, the PvP extraordinaire, the general in Cyrodiil, the slayer of many of anyone who would dare oppose him, the mountain himself, will be giving us his gameplay on some PvP as well as his thoughts on update 3 this week.
Woo!
It's all good.
We also have emails for you, so be ready for those.
That is correct. Yes. So this show is brought to you by such fans as Ryan V of Back to Front Gaming, who says, "Hey guys, love the show. Just wondering if you can give us a quick plug. That's Back to Front Gaming. It's a gaming network set to bring you everything gaming, from news to pictures to streaming. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/back2frontgaming, and of course on Twitter at back2frontgamin, G-A-M-I-N. Also, Dean Whitty from Druid Gameworks says, "Hey guys, it's Whitty from TESAlliance.org, and Druid Gameworks is starting a Kickstarter campaign for Wintonlore Dreamtime. It's Dreamtime is expected to release on Steam semi-episodically, with the first episode retailing for around $3.99 to $4.99 USD, so super cheap, guys. The official published date is yet to be decided, but our goal is to have the digital shelves this year. So please check out druidgameworks.com for more details. also by Stephanie K. and Mark from Zolid Solutions, web hosting with ZolidSky.com. Secure, reliable web hosting at down-to-earth prices. So before we get on in any further, Rob, we do have a few things that are quick to mention. I'll start off with this. Obviously, if you haven't heard, okay, the show looks completely different. We've got Liz, we've got Rob as our main hosts. Shank and Lou have left the show, and Dave has moved himself to a frequent guest spot due to complications with family. Shank and Lou have other things going on as well. Everything is explained at the State of QGN 2 on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/QuestGamingNetwork. So if you're interested in knowing exactly what happened and why the hosts have changed, head on over there. I don't want to spend any time talking about it. I spent nearly an hour talking about it on there, and it's gotten many views. So I do believe most of our followers have seen it already at this point. But if you have not, there it is, such as it is. So moving on, Rob, what else do we have?
Well, we happen to have a new Fighters Guild figurine by Symbiote. It's available for $29.99 on symbiotestudios.com. Comes with ancient Akaviri armor, removable helmet, sword and bow, and posable arms. Not possible arms.
Possible arms. It could possibly come with arms.
Might have arms.
Might have arms. So, Jake, right over there on the live stream, you can tell he has arms. This guy's like, what do I say to that? Of course,
the best part of this is the pet. I mean,
yeah, look at that. You get a little Gwar pet.
That is adorable. Although Symbiote, I don't know about that name. That's kind of weird. It reminds me of like
Venom, you know,
the Trill on Deep Space Nine or something.
I hear that word and I think Venom, but that's for a different podcast.
Right.
We're also going to be choosing a member of the community every single week now to guest on our show. Now, obviously, this week we've got Jake from Deltia's Gaming. Next week, it looks like we may be having the highly popular add-on creator Wicked, whose add-ons can be found at esoui.com. So it's still it's still up in the air. We got to make sure that he can make it on here, but we are going to be featuring some community members every single week from now on. That's part of the changes coming to the show. More importantly, Jake, if someone who's listening to our show has been living under the largest of large rocks, explain a little bit about yourself and what you do for the Elder Scrolls community.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Basically, what I've been doing is kind of making guides, reaching out to people, and experimenting with the game, seeing which class and build's unique, and playing around PvP, PvE, just getting to know the game. And I like making guides and YouTube videos kind of explaining things, because the community might not be the traditional MMO community. Some are, but if you're not, there's a lot of mechanics, there's a lot of gear, skills, layouts, and this game is pretty different than most MMOs as far as morphing skills, how armor works, mechanics, and how damage is done, and how mitigation is done, all those things. So I kind of am like a theory crafter, and I like to do really high-end stuff, mainly PvP, though I've been leveling so I can understand the game better and make guides. I think Liz and I were talking pre-show. You know, she's like, will you make me a custom guide? And I said, yeah, we'll do it. I mean, I made a Sork Lightning Tornado guide that basically you can't die. And Rage was talking about that, too.
That'd be perfect for Liz.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I have a question, though. Do you do some that help people that are leveling the time?
Yeah, I'm going to make a leveling guide, but because now I have basically three characters that are VR1 at least. Right. So I have VR, and there's a really easy way to go about leveling that most people don't know. And then once you hit VR, then it really changes, but it's still pretty easy to progress through. So it just takes a lot of time to get that done properly. So I'm working on it.
Right. My actual question is, though, are there guides out there for somebody that is only level 15? Like, what should they spec into? What you know, or level 30? you know.
Yeah, there are. Basically, the game, you have to get skills. It doesn't matter what level you are. It matters what level your abilities are.
Oh, yeah.
So you could possibly get the end game skills with, you know, so you could do the same builds and everything else as anyone if you're at level 30. So in a nutshell, yes, you can do those sorts of things.
Ooh. Oh, so like if I kill 10 billion mud crabs, I can get...
I did tell someone to kill a mud crab today. They were having a bad day, and they said they played Skyrim. I go, you need to just go home and kill a couple mud crabs. He goes, no one's ever said that to me. So that was kind of funny.
I bet it made me feel all better.
I called him later, and he said, I'm killing mud crabs. Life's good. So one in doubt, kill a mud crab.
It's good advice.
Rob, are you listening?
I certainly am.
I know I'm listening. I'll tell you that. I had one heck of a day at work today, and holy God, I could definitely... After this, I'm killing some mud crabs.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So let's. I guess we should just go right on ahead. We've got a brand new segment here. For lack of a better bumper, I suppose we'll just go ahead and play my favorite bumper, which is this. That's Jake winning an argument with someone who decided to disagree with him at the moment.
Oh, wow. That's good.
You like that, right?
I like that. That's good.
So Rob, why don't you tell the good folks out there about our first piece of community news, which is Tales of the Dead.
Well, Tales of the Dead... which can be found on the Elder Scrolls Online website, it's an image of a table and some skeletons. Looks like there's a fireplace there. But it has the tagline, create the best backstory for this unfortunate soul and win some great prizes. So... what you have to do is create your own fictional account of 500 words or less that explains what happened to this unfortunate soul or souls, because I'm seeing two skeletons here.
One guy here.
You know, such as short story or journal entry. Acceptance for entries began August 11th, and they run till Friday, August 15th. That is tomorrow for everyone in the chat room. And the winner will be announced August 29th. The winners will receive $25 e-gift certificate to the Bethesda store.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes. And an ESO t-shirt of your choosing. All right, I'm on this because I want my Ouroboros shirt that Jess promised me.
Now, okay, can I make up a story real quick?
Yeah, let's hear
this
it, Liz.
Picture?
Go right on ahead.
He insulted his wife's cooking.
So...
he's at a table. He looks like he's been eating.
That's pretty good, actually. Now let me ask you this. All right, why did the wife kill two people? Because that seems like a very a specific type of person that you wouldn't want to murder if that's the
case. You know how guys like to band together and they like to, you know, laugh behind the girls' backs or whatever.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, yeah, my wife sucks. Yeah, she overheard him.
Okay, so that was his dude bro just chilling.
Right,
yeah, so-
right.
It was either his dude bro or her brother-in-law.
Right. But do you know the guy that's laying on the ground? He was shot pretty close to the gonads, so...
Yeah.
That's the husband.
Oof.
That is the husband.
That's the husband. That's what that was. And obviously, like, looking at that photo, there's a ton of arrows, like, surrounding that particular... skeleton. So she really just unloaded. That's what
he
happens when you marry
a
Nightblade.
That's what it was.
that's what happens.
That's a good one.
What do you think, man. Jake? What do you think?
Well, that is a good one. Yeah, I'm trying to game with my wife and not, you know, going over to controls and telling her to move and no, you got to have this morph and this skill. That's the hard part. So cooking, she can do that, but I get a little mad and frustrated when we're gaming together.
That's what it could have been. He could have been hogging all the ESO time. And she was like, nah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe he forgot to, maybe that's what it was. Maybe.
Of course, we don't know if it's a he. It could be a she.
Exactly. Yeah. It could.
She could have not shut up forever and then, you know, just got what was coming to her.
Maybe she had insulted her husband's cooking. Maybe that's what probably not. Probably not.
Yeah, no.
All right. That's a stretch.
That's a big, yeah. So, Player Run Festival in Marbrook. This I'm super excited about. Eldritch from the greater Elder Scrolls community reached out to me in game and said, "Hey man, listen, we're doing a thing, and it'd be great if you could attend." And unfortunately, I'm unable to attend. So I thought, you know what, it'd be great to maybe just let everyone know that it's going on, and maybe I could attend in spirit in that manner. So, Eldritch, okay, is having a festival on the North American server in the Eldmeri Dominion faction in the town of Marbrook in Greenshade from 5 to 11 p.m. Eastern this Saturday, August 16th. And you can get all the details on the Elder Scrolls Online forums, and they are as follows. He says, "Hey, guys. So we're planning to hold a player-run festival to celebrate the amazing developers of ESO. Festival will consist of events, competitions, an auction, and even more." Pretty cool stuff. Events, competitions, and an auction. And there's a lot more going on as well. And then he goes on to say, "Everyone who has a character in the Eldmeri Dominion will be invited to come to this festival to socialize, sell, buy goods, and participate in competitions that will have great prizes. I'm planning this festival to happen a week or so after Update 3 when it goes live. Currently talking with other guilds in the Eldmeri Dominion to make this thing organized and awesome. Also, as you can imagine, this party will require lots of work, so if anyone's interested in helping, please PM or mail at Eldritch," that's ELRIDGE, "or at Shoulderin, SHOWLORIAN. Any little bit helps." Definitely check this out. It's on the Elder Scrolls Online forums. It's called Player Run Festival in Marbrook, MARBRUK. I really love this type of thing. A bunch of guilds are weighing in right now. It's getting real popular.
Now, what kind of auction would it be? An in-game gold auction? Would it be an Imperial upgrade or something? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got the link here to the forum post, and let me see if he's specific about it. Let me.
What's so odd is that I used to listen to this show to get my information, and now I'm like, oh, I actually have to look it up. Oh my god!
Thing about the Elder Scrolls Online game is it's conducive for this type of thing. The players to make their own world. I mean, everything's open. It's not really instance-based. You know, you have a lot of options for people to actually unite. Take Cyrodiil, for instance. You can do PvE there. You can do PvP. It's a huge open space. So stuff like this is awesome because I think the developers listen to what the community wants. And look at this. I haven't seen another game celebrating the developers of the game. Usually people are complaining about it. So it's nice to see that.
Yeah, here's a rundown of some of the events that they'll have going on. The Old Timers Fashion Show starting at 5 p.m. It's going to be with the Old Timers Guild. That's basically going to be celebrating the wonderful die system, which we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. So 5 p.m. Eastern, Old Timers Fashion Show. Then Lore Trivia starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. Lore Trivia and Items Sentence Contest hosted by Ark here. They also have, what's the next one? All right, well, Riddle Contest at 7 p.m. Eastern, hosted by ESO Festivals and Ark here. At 8, they've got the Blue Skooma RP play, followed by, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the Order of the Eagles Diving Contest. another guild there. And at 10 o'clock, the Blue Skooma Auction. Now, if you go to the forum topic here, they've got a beautiful map with all areas all highlighted to let you know where these events will be taking place in Marbrook. And certainly, of course, if you're watching the video feed of this on our YouTube channel, you can see it right there in front of you as well. Definitely.
Would you like me to link this into chat?
Yes, please. Actually, that's a wonderful idea.
Something about the map that they have in the forum post just reminds me of a Renaissance fair, like with the times and all that. And I think it's great. You know, the fact that there are events like this going on is just awesome. That's one more reason to love this game.
Community. If you've got something that you want me to shout out on the show, just send me an email and just mention that it's for the brand new community news segment. And speaking of news, okay, we're about to get into our discussions featuring Update 3 and all of our thoughts, opinions, and gameplay regarding it right after this.
In their tongue, he is Dovahkiin. Dragonborn!
Hey, Rob, you got me laughing over here.
Sorry, I get a little into it, but I do that every time.
How do you not? It's the Dovahkiin, for God's sake.
Sorry, I'll go back to my corner.
No, don't go back to your corner.
All right, update 3, guys. Real quick, armor dies. New and improved guild features like guild management, guild heraldry, what? Guild traders, guild bank gold stuff. Alliance War campaign updates. The instant weapon swap was a feature that dropped into this game as well. They also had some color correction in there, as well as armor color and tints have been adjusted. Difficult mode for, give me a second here, Therian Archive and Hera Citadel. And Delves updates in Cold Harbor! Whatever, okay. So,
wow.
I don't even know if that worked out. So Jake, you're our guest. Please, explain, tell me the good, tell me the bad on update 3. What did you like? What'd you dislike?
Good, bad, and ugly. Here we go. Good. The die system's fantastic. And so is the guild system. Basically, the dice, I was blown away how detailed it was. And also, it's achievement-based, so it makes the content more refreshing. There's things on there I would never do if it wasn't unlockable via the die system. So it's nice that the game incorporates the content into doing it, and it's so individualized. It really added a lot of life to the game.
Well, Jake, so now, what's one of the achievements that sticks out that says, you know what, if it wasn't for this awesome color that I want to unlock, I would never have, like, you know, thrown myself off a cliff like that, or, you know, let me be eaten by, you know, 18 mud crabs all at once.
That's the best!
Yeah, that's the best one. No, the second best is you have to, like, kill 100 giants or something like that.
What?
Yeah, so who's going to sit around and kill 100 giants that are a pain in the butt to kill? That's one that my friends are working on. That's like, yeah, I would never sit and randomly kill giants, but due to this die thing, that's kind of where it's at. And the guild functionality, I really like that. It really makes guilds worth having. You know, the tabard system, I did black and yellow. I love it. And it makes the guilds like feel like it matters. You have guild traders, too. So your guild, they'll wear your tabard outside of the major cities. So that's the good that I really like. They changed some things in Cyrodiil and PvP, which I'm still debating if it's good or not, because they took away a lot of the servers, which is okay. But now Thornblade, the most popular one, the 30-day campaign, is almost always full during prime time.
Yeah.
So you have to sit in a queue, and that's not exactly the most enjoyable thing.
Let's hang out there for just 1 minute, because Liz and Rob, have you tried out the Cyrodiil PvP thing at all lately?
No,
it's okay. It's all right. We're a very PvE heavy show, Jake. You know that.
Yeah.
And only until
I'm sorry, Ivarwin, you did a lunchtime in Tamriel, and I tried to go in there.
Uh-huh.
And guess what happened? You ignored me.
Well, it's not. It's I ignored you simply because You frighten me.
You need to go back and work on your answer.
Oh, that was a bad answer. I shouldn't have said that. But I have been getting into PvP a lot the last week or so, and one of the things I did like was that they removed the old servers and brought in new ones with different rule sets and different names. One thing I called out a couple episodes ago was the fact that they got rid of the 90-day campaign thing, but they kept all of the servers and they kept their names. So, you know, everyone knew that Wabbajack was a big deal and everyone's playing on Wabbajack. Well, when they reinstituted the new season, guess what? Everyone was still on Wabbajack because it carried with it, all the servers, because of their names, carried with it the reputation.
Right.
So it was cool to see that they finally got rid of that. But now, and I remember you saying this on Tales of Tamriel, isn't it weird how the 30-day campaign, the longest right. of them all, is the most filled?
Right. Yeah, I don't know why that is. It's people. There has to be an advantage to it. I can't figure it out. I've asked all my friends that are on it. It just seems like that's the hot spot. Yeah. And what happens is people basically home on a different server to get the bonuses, and then everyone fights in Thornblade. If Thornblade's full, everyone goes to Chillrend and guest there. So that's kind of how the PvP community is working right now. But it's nice having one real big hotspot. The problem is it just seems like the lockout, you know, it's always locked out during, you know, Friday, Saturday or something like that. You know, Sunday afternoon it's good, but so they made some good changes, but, you know, I wish it was a little bit bigger lockout. I know it's a huge area and there's so much data, but it would just be nice to have more people in there because it's a big area. The problem with it is, you know, you have to spend a lot of time traveling to get to a fight. And when you die, there's no forward camp up. You spend more time traveling.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I really don't like is the traveling system in PvP. Now, when you get into the fights, they have fixed a memory leak. So it's a lot better, a lot less lag, a lot less errors. But there's still crashes, stuff like that. But when you get on a streak, you know, it is kind of fun. And if you take on four guys well organized and you take out a group of 10, you know, burning a keep down, that's pretty rewarding.
Oh, without a doubt. I sort of, when I was hearing you talk about this on Tales of Tamriel, I sort of had a thought and maybe I want to check it with you. Cause it's one of those moments where I'm listening to my radio. I'm like, oh, maybe it's this. Oh, he's not here in the car with me. And I thought, you know what? I think 90 days? Oh, that's too hard. And 7 days? Ah, that's too soft. And 30 days? Just right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sweet spot. But really, what does the campaign do? It gives you rewards. You can be emperor, so it resets. So the campaign days, depending on how big the rewards are, I think people are going because it could have possibly the biggest rewards. And that's why they're spending a lot of time there. But really, if you're trying to get emperor, you're probably better off on a 5-day campaign that you have like a vacation and you can just play all day. So that's what I plan to do, get emperor, because it's just hard to get all that AP, you know, if you're not on all the time. Mm. But 30 days is a good time frame because you can get in a groove and that server is always changing. I mean, Aldemary might have a bunch of stuff and an emperor at a certain time, 2-3 hours, and then bang, Ebonheart packs on there, the filthy Nords.
What?
did I say filthy Nords? Oh, my bad. So yeah, that's kind of the mixed result. And then the guild features weren't working initially, so that was a bit of a disappointment. But I really like the individuality you can get in this game. And so far, it was a quality of life patch that I really think improved a lot of the systems in the game and made it just more unique to play.
I agree. Yeah, especially when in regards to the PvP, it was great to jump in there and being the level that I'm at now, feeling, you know, still getting just stomped, just utterly stomped. But I feel as if there's a lot of, you know, quality of life stuff implemented that made my gameplay just far easier inside Cyrodiil. And I look forward to getting up to VR 12 and no longer being the stompy and becoming the stomper, if you will.
Yep.
Liz, tell me about Update 3. What did you enjoy about it, and what have you, if anything, disliked about it?
The die system? I know what Rage is going to say, too. He has some raging to do about the die system, actually. Yes, I'm finally in pink.
Well,
like I always wanted to be.
Well, thank God for that, Liz. Finally
in
pink.
I know.
My good, sweet Papa John. So Liz is in pink, guys. Everyone, round of applause for Liz. All right, I'll stop doing that. Whatever.
Yeah, I told you it was under purple.
God.
It was, and it's more like a salmon for what I have unlocked. But anyway, I did that, and we also made some guild tabards, didn't we?
We did.
I don't know what yours look like.
So the awesome one. That's mine.
Oh, okay. See, what's cool about our guild tabards, though, is that they have symbols that will represent all of the divines, which our guilds are named after. You know, we just did them in alphabetical order. And... but I'm not really keen on my new guild's symbol. Who am I? RK?
Yeah, RK.
RK. Yeah.
So we got this email from Yandros who says, thought you might like to see an example of new guild color and setups. Ooh. And there it is right there. Hold on.
Where? Gotta see it.
Yeah, it's on the bottom there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to our video feed in just a second here. So... this way you can check it out. And Infinite Stream. Okay, so there you go. There's a ESOTR Akatosh Guild tabard. That's what we're looking like now, as worn by our guild member, Yandros. So thanks so much, man, for sending this picture in. It's pretty awesome. It's blue with some bronze, I guess, striping border around there. And then, of course, the symbol of Akatosh himself. In gold, right there on the chest, and looks pretty sick on this Nightblade.
That does look like Sub Zero and Scorpion mix. Musclehead said in the chat.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, right, that's awesome.
it's the Breton hood. I'm telling you, it's the Breton light armor headpiece. Everybody wears it because you look like a freaking ninja.
No, always hide your helmet. I want to see who it is. Somebody in the chat room asked, I think it was Vito, asked how to get the tabard. Now, if you're part of a guild, what you can do is actually go to a banker, not the guild stores that are new. You go to a banker and go into your guild store from there. And the first thing that's going to pop up is going to be the tabard option. You know, you don't have to filter or anything or whatnot if you've got those add-ons.
Right, yeah. So you head to your bank. It's in your guild bank, and you purchase it from there.
And if you do want... anything changed, like, you know, we threw these together at last minute. If things need to be changed, like somebody had a really light blue, didn't they, of our...
what you talking about? It was me.
Really?
Nah.
I would almost call it a periwinkle.
It wasn't periwinkle.
Okay.
It was light sky blue.
It's Carolina blue. Woo. yes, so if we want to change those, we can. It has to be a guild... what is it, master?
The guild master has to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
They can be the one to do it, which kind of sucks is that I would like other people to be able to see what's going on, you know, and put their feedback in, you know, because maybe there's a combination I didn't think of. But we can change it, but we have to have money in the guild bank.
Yeah,
remember
it's expensive.
That? Yeah. Yeah.
A major overhaul is going to cost you 4,000 gold, but a minor little changes is 1,000 gold, and it comes directly out of the guild.
Right. Out of the guild bank. So, yeah. If you want that to happen, you got to put money in your guild bank. And thank you to those people that, when I changed mine 7 billion times, actually funded it.
Now, Liz, what was one thing about this update that you didn't like so much, if anything at all?
I don't know what the heck. Was this the update with the new guild stores?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck is going on. And I know I've been listening to this show, but to tell you the truth, because I hadn't been playing for a while, I kind of like, oh, I'll listen to it later. I never will.
The system is not intuitive, but that's only because that the auction house system in MMOs is just widely used, very well known, been around forever, and so I don't necessarily think that the guild bank, the guild store system's a bad system. I just think people have to get their fingers in it for a while and figure out how to use it. But
yeah,
I think the judgment on this, right, Jake? I think judgment should be reserved for a couple of months down the road. See how this thing sort of, you know, works. As these guild traders sort of change hands, guild hands, a few times over, right?
Yeah, it's basically in front of major cities like Cold Harbor, the Hollowed City, Rakala, if you're on AD, there's people out there, and it's basically you bid, and you don't get your money back even if you lose. You bid to get the guild store of your choice, and anyone can buy from your guild store. Meaning, if you have a powerful merchant guild, you can pick the busiest, most traveled place, usually Rakala, and sell all your normal guild stuff. And then the guild gets a cut of that. So it's not your normal, typical one place. Everyone knows where to go. So it's going to take some time for people to understand where it is. But the rich are going to get richer, and the poor are going to get poorer. So if you have a big popular guild, it would behoove you to buy one of the guild tavern, recognizable guild tavern, and one of the guild traders right out front of a popular area, because then you can sell all your wares to anyone in the game.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing to do. If you can have, here's a good tip, because I always like to throw in, you know, tips and whatnots, and maybe recommend an add-on. Well, here's your tip. Create a loud tabard, all right, color-wise, scheme-wise, that you think is going to get noticed. And then try and aim for the guild traders that are right in front of your main cities, in front of your faction's main cities. That's where you want to go, because everyone is going to be there anyway. And if you can,
yep.
I would even like for the Aldmeri Dominion, you know, when you go to Elden Root, as soon as you walk up that path to go into Elden Root and you've got the guild traders there, the first guy right there on the left, bam, that's the one you see first. You put a really ridiculous, obnoxious red and like freaking neon green tabard on that dude. After someone throws up, they're going to click on that guy to see what you're selling. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
I can confirm that.
What do you got? So Rob, good, bad, and the ugly. What do you think? Jesus, I apologize. That was didn't even to actually like meta rip you off there, Jacob. Didn't mean to do that. What's the good and bad? The over and under on update 3 for you.
All right, update 3 for me. The good, definitely the armor dies. When I first logged on after that patch, I think I spent a good 4 hours just tinkering around with the dye system. Once I figured out, you know, which tools and I guess which since each piece of armor is made with three dyeable, I guess, sections.
Yeah.
I messed around with like figuring out, okay, this one goes to this part on the helmet, or this one goes to this part on the shoulders, so on and so forth. And next thing I know, it was like bedtime, so I didn't really get to do a whole lot. As far as like the guild stuff, I haven't had too much of a chance to mess around with it other than the heraldry. I played around with it on one of the lesser popular ESOTR, overflow guilds, just to kind of get an idea of what it looked like. I think it's really, really cool. There's a lot of symbols, or just crests that can be made on the heraldry. So I think that's amazing. I think ESOTR Akatosh's kind of looks like satin bed sheets, but that's me.
Well, when you wear it, you don't put underwear on.
That's true. So
yeah. Wait, that's mine? Yeah.
Yeah. At least I'm doing that right. So, but I, as far as the bad, and I mentioned this out on Twitter today, that I was under the understanding that the dyes were account account Y. So you unlock an achievement that you get a die. You get it for all of your characters, which for the most part was the case. But then since this most recent patch, they did have a hot fix where they said that people were getting colors for achievements they had not yet earned. Okay, fair enough. But then I went in and noticed that colors that were available on my sorcerer were no longer available when they previously were. Well, I raged a little bit about this, but then I calmed down. I came home, I logged in, let it patch, and I figured it out. You have to actually log into your characters, and then it registers the achievements. So I was complaining about Windhelm Grey, where I wanted my Old Mary Dominion character to have Windhelm Grey armor, but I didn't have it last night when I was messing around. So I came in, logged on to my Ebonheart character, which has earned the achievement for Windhelm Grey, and then logged out, came back on to my Old Mary Dominion character, and sure enough, there it was. So, it wasn't a bug. You just have to actually log on to the character so your account will register that you have earned those achievements. So, in essence, that was kind of the downside to patch 3 that I had. But it ends up not being a bad thing after all. So, yeah. Well, that's pretty much it.
I'm glad you were able to figure that out, because when I read that on Twitter earlier today, I was like, huh, gee, you know, that really kind of sucks. You know, this is the die system was one thing that A, I think everyone was looking forward to, and B, was probably the most celebrated feature of this patch. And to have that sort of, you know, bug in there, which is actually not there, but you know, you thought it might have been, really would have taken away from it. And I'm really kind of tired of that. You know what I mean? Just some awesome hits. It's any game in general. It's something awesome hits. Everyone's like, yeah, it's finally out, and you try it out, and you're like, it's kind of buggy. Yeah, whatever. So I'm glad that wasn't there.
All right, I was so afraid that I was bugged out, because I was positive that when they were talking this up, when Zoss was talking this up, they were saying that the die was going to be account-wide. I got all excited. It means, okay, I only have to earn this achievement one freaking time. So, but then when I saw that I couldn't get it on a character that didn't have that achievement, I was livid. I was so mad. I actually logged off and... You know, then raged. I thought about it a little bit. Said, wait a minute.
You raged?
I did. I raged. You know, so it's not just a clever name. But the philosophical side came out, and I said, you know what? I'll bet you that you actually have to log on to your individual characters before it'll register those achievements. And sure enough, that is the case.
Is anybody else having a problem where you can see the... on the key on your map, you can see where a die station, you can see the icon for a die station, but you never actually see one on the map, on the big map.
I haven't seen that. No,
no,
I have. Okay.
No.
All right. Here's what I've enjoyed with this patch. Obviously the die system. What's great about the die system is in other games, you've got to buy the die. You've got to make the die. In this game, they say you got to work for the die. I really think it was a fantastic system they put out, and a lot of times, for me in particular, I'll get a piece of armor and I'll say, geez, this thing is really freaking awesome. I love it. And I don't want to die it, and I don't want to die the entire set, but I'll get an upgrade, and I like the color scheme on, let's say, my chest plate, and then I'll say, but it doesn't really... You know, it's kind of a shame that, you know, another minor piece of gear doesn't necessarily fit what I've got going on here. I love the fact that this die system can be as broad sweeping as you want it to be, or you can exact like a scalpel. You've got three levels that you can die: a primary, a secondary, and a tertiary for every piece of gear. And I was able to, with the stock colors that I received with this patch, I was able to take shoulder pads and boots that didn't fit the overall scheme of my gear and get the exact color for the exact areas and make it look like just a regular set. And it's fantastic. And, you know, you saw it on Lunchtime in Tamriel, episodes 4 and 5, and people in the chat room were saying, hey, man, really good looking stuff. So I really like that. So that was one thing that I liked. The other thing that I really like is the fact that the delves in Cold Harbor are being updated, and it says right here, delves found in Cold Harbor are now larger, contain more monsters and loot, and it's an ongoing effort to make delves in the game larger. Yes, yes, yes. And as a crackpot out there on the internet, Dr. Rule would say, may the power of the cosmos be with you. And wow. May that of course it's better than getting slapped in the belly with a wet trout. So
what?
This guy's out of his mind. In any
event, did you learn how to speak? I know you lived in Alabama for a while, but jeez.
Dr. Rule, go look him up. R-U-E-H-L.
No,
that's okay. I understood that reference.
Did you? Good Lord, Jim.
I was thinking Harry Carey. I don't know.
This is exactly where it needed to be. Somehow the cosmos have lined up and have made delves larger, more monsters, more loot. This is exactly what I go insane over. I love this stuff, and it's here, and I'm so excited.
Why? Everybody else always gets the loot. Well, before me, anyway.
And delves?
And anything. I don't know. Delves.
Oh, okay.
But anywhere. Now I'm just pouting.
The Alliance War campaign updates. I really did enjoy these things. You've got Bow of Shadows 5-day veteran rank campaign and Blackwater Blade 5-day non-veteran only campaign. Thank you. Thank you. If you are non-veteran ranked, you've got your own place. And if you are veteran ranked, you've got your own place too.
Can you be a veteran and go into the other ones? I wouldn't think so, but...
No.
Okay.
Then, of course, you've got the 7-day standard, which is Hadrius, 14-day standard, Chilrend, and the 30-day standard, Thornblade. I like the idea. Obviously, the execution needs to be tweaked. One thing that I would like to say is maybe get rid of the 14, keep the 7-day, add a second 30-day. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, that's a good idea. No. Yeah, I'm with you regarding the non-veteran rank. That's so awesome now. I mean, because now you can go quest in Cyrodiil with your buddies and be a level 20 and level 45 and still get the appropriate amount of credit. So you don't have to go, well, I'll see you in 20 levels. So it was a huge, awesome change. I'm with you on that.
Oh yeah, cool. So and then instant weapon swap. Now I heard there was an issue with this. Oh wait, no. Yeah. No, I actually did experience the bug, and it's actually I got it recorded too. I didn't realize I was going through it, but in I think it was Lunchtime in Tamriel, episode 4, something like that. I was trying to swap out my healing staff to my weapon. My one-handed sword and shield, and for some reason it wouldn't swap out, and I was like, oh, it's an elder bug or something like that. I don't remember. In any event, that annoying. It's definitely annoying, and it's not happening for me often, but it has happened, and when it is, it's super annoying. And of course, you've got the new guild features. Guild traders and the tabard, you know, the heraldry. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I loved it. You know what, Rose? I was fantastic. Sorry, Doctor Who reference. That was for Liz's benefit.
Thanks.
I love that stuff. Guild heraldry and the traders. I liked it. The management, I think, was needed to be in. All right, guilds can now have 10 ranks, including the GM rank. Guild leaders can now create, delete, reorder those ranks as well, and assign unique icons for each rank. And guild rank has its own set of permissions, which was each guild rank has its own set of permissions. So that's very, very much needed.
Question. Yep. In the guild menu, are you able to see the ranks or like sort by ranks or something? Because if I'm looking for an admin, I used to never be able to find one.
No, you are. You are able to do that. You can sort by name, online status, level, guild rank, and I think current area that they're in.
I guess I just didn't see guild rank. Okay. Yeah. With this new patch, they have new emotes.
Oh yeah.
They kind of hit it on the page, but I was looking around and I was like, oh, what is this? Crafting an economy, but then I went around and I saw, oh, there's emotes. You can dance like the other races.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, you've got Dance Imperial, Dunmer, Khajiit, Nord, Orc, Red Guard, Bosmer, Wood Elf, Dark Elf, Argonian, Altmer, High Elf, Breton. They've got a slash attention. They added a third drink, a fourth eat, and five new idols. Juggle Flame, Lean Back Coin, which seems to be extremely popular. I see a lot of people doing that.
That I love that. I thought that's one. That is the only one that matters. That one is really? Freaking awesome.
It is awesome. Why? Look up Rake, Sad, Spit, Stomp, and Sweep.
Spit?
Sad, Spit, Stomp, Sweep.
Okay.
So, there you go. Anyway, like a dance. So that's update 3 in a nutshell, folks. I really enjoy it. I think it's fantastic. And I'm just waiting for more and more and more. Closing arguments about update 3. Jake, go ahead.
Well, I think it's good. Yeah, it changed the game, makes more individuality. I think the next update really needs to add some new type of system, whether it's a mini game, Thieves Guild. And I know what's coming up on the horizon, Dragonstar Arenas. Super excited. So quality of life. And for every hater out there that said Elder Scrolls couldn't keep up with their update improvements, ha ha ha. Where are you at now?
All right. Virtual high five, Jake.
Where are you at?
Sad when I'm the only one that does it, but okay.
Well, you made it sound like if you didn't tell everybody, they would say, oh, wow, they reached through the internet and smacked hands.
Through the power of the internet. Be with, with you. Or whatever. Liz, closing arguments.
We needed this die system so badly because now they just need a hide shoulder pads thing, and I'd be happy.
Do they really need that?
Yes, that or at least make an invisible ink, and then you can invisibility cloak it. Because those things are
you hating shoulder pads.
Ugly. Why? The 80s are over. I lived through them once.
I was just going to say, every woman.
Paula Poundstone has.
I'm really a woman, I swear. Whatever, Paula. she was. Whatever happened to her? She was a great comic at the time. Whatever happened?
I think she was beating her kids or something. She got in trouble for it. I don't know if it was her kids, somebody else. If she was just mean verbally to him, I don't know.
Oh, that's sort of sad.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, in any event, every woman that's that had to live through fashion in the 80s, I think, is sort of scarred by shoulder pads. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not to add any sort of weight whatsoever to your complaint, Liz, because it's completely baseless. But the fact is,
no, it is no. You have these pretty little dresses, and I'm a girl. I want to be girly like, and then I've got a linebacker's outfit on top. I can't hide it. It's terrible.
Hey, you know what? Linebacker outfits on women, kind of cute.
This is war. Yeah. What do you expect?
Jake thinks so.
Yeah.
and of course Rob.
Yeah.
Final thoughts on update 3, anything at all?
I like it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that wasn't the only fantastic thing that has popped up in Elder Scrolls Online. I was extremely excited to see this video preview of Update 4, which I will show for you right now. Get ready, because here comes Update 4. So many awesome things coming here, and you'll see it right here. There it is, folks. Can your team survive? Update 4 of the Elder Scrolls Online. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, podcast listeners, you heard some beautiful music, but what was announced? Upper Craglorn, including trials and a difficulty mode, and Dragon Star Arena, which will have 10 different steps, I suppose, or I forgot exactly what they said on there. ten different, I guess. Yeah, what was that, Jake?
Oh, the Dragon Star Arena.
Yeah,
the progressively hard 4-man team. That is ridiculous cool.
Yeah, 10 different stages. Plus new quest delves and trials coming to Upper Craglorn. And if you reference our former episode with creative director Paul Sage, he did mention that Upper Craglorn will finally be the end of the Craglorn updates, the Craglorn story, and you will be pitted against the final celestial, the Serpent. Jake, what of update 4, if anything at all, are you most interested in?
Well, I really like Craglorn. I'm excited to see it expand, but for me, this is going to be my patch because I am a PvPer, but honestly, I like the PvE in this game better than I like any other game, any other MMO. It's hard. You have to move. It's not just the tank doing everything and everyone else sitting back doing nothing. I love it. But the problem is I don't like trials because I don't want to get 12 people together every night to do something I want to do. Dragon Star Arena is perfect for my playstyle. 4 people. I have that in TeamSpeak almost every night and we can do it. And it's really difficult. It progressively gets harder. This is awesome. So my tank, Deltia, Dragonite, will be ready. All legendary gear except rings. I am super excited for this.
Yeah, likewise. I've just I've started to dip my toes a little bit into Craglorn, which Liz was there, and I'm sure will absolutely verbally harass me over because it was hysterical. Mm-hmm. Nice giggle. I've got so much of Craglorn that I have to do. So this third region, Upper Craglorn. Cool that it's coming out. Really happy for those that are getting into it. However, I won't access it for a couple of months probably. So, I find Dragon Star Arena very interesting. I want to access that. Check that out. That seems like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Liz, any update 4? I mean, I know you and I we're not even ready for this. We're just getting into Craglorn, you and I. But is there anything about this that maybe you want to kind of call out and say, you know, hey, superific guys? And
well, superific for, like you said earlier, for the people that can utilize it. But like you and me, yeah, we're running around like 2 dunderheads. I didn't even know how to get into Craglorn. You had to show me.
And now you do know. Now you are aware of how to get into Craglorn. Rob, well, what about you?
I'm a little bit aways from VR, at least for my Aldmeri Dominion side. But we'll get to that a little bit later. But the Dragon Star Arena sounds like something that many people have been asking for before it was announced. It has a lot of promise to it, and I'm sure it's going to be an absolute blast.
I'm a little surprised that Dragon Star Arena is coming out so soon. I thought Update 4 was going to hit, like, you know, along with the Imperial City update. And so when I saw this and I saw Dragon Star Arena, I was super excited that that's finally going to be coming out. So it's definitely cool. And the chat room was even saying, like, man, you know, Elder Scrolls Online is kind of killing it with the content, and it's yep. really.
Well, what scares me? Well, I don't know if it scares me, but it piques my interest when I see so many of these big updates coming out really quickly. Because first I think, you know, burnout. You know, what's going to happen if you run out of crap to do? And then I also think, well, that means there's got to be something like huge in the works. Do you get that feeling?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta call this out. It's completely off topic, but. The Dirty Pony 333 just came into our chat room, and funny story. Yesterday, I was doing a totally different shift at work, and I was talking with one of my supervisors who doesn't quite, you know, get or know what I'm doing, and we were trying to decide like what it is that we wanted for lunch, and you know, you can't access the internet for menus on our computers at work, so I offered him my cell phone to take a look at a menu. So as he's looking as he's looking at this menu, I get a tweet from this gentleman that just came into our chat room, and my sergeant looks at me and he goes, "The Dirty Pony 333 said something to you."
Oh my god!
And there I am in my uniform with, you know, a superior in front of me, like, oh, Twitter. So.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Best situational joke that happened that entire evening, brought to you by the Dirty Pony 333 on Twitter. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're going to walk by him at work, and he's going to be like...
Oh, wow.
It was fantastic. I totally made me like, I don't know what I look like in front of this guy, but, you know, there it is, such as it is.
I'm not going to say it on the air.
Awesome. Who knows? Who knows, man? Who knows? So shout out to Dirty Pony. I love you. You're awesome. All right, guys. Our show is sponsored in part by Tweaked Audio. TweakedAudio.com. Fantastic earbuds, guys. If you're in the market for a brand new set of earbuds, you've got to check out Tweaked Audio. For the price and the quality, there is none better. Quality earbuds. They'll ship them to you for free worldwide. Doesn't matter where you live. So, Jake, I know you were in the military for a while there.
Yeah.
Where was the furthest place that you were stationed for a while?
Oh, Mosul, Iraq. I mean, you're talking
right.
Clear top part of Iraq. Yeah.
You know what? They'll even ship to Iraq.
Mosul even.
Mosul even. They'll drop ship that right out there.
Can they send it to the cupboard under the stairs? 3 Privet Drive.
They'll even ship it to the Indian in the cupboard under the stairs. How you like that?
Wow.
That nice. You like that, right? Anywhere in the world, so long as it's on Earth. Sorry, man on the moon and those who occupy the far side of said moon. Currently no shipping to you from Tweaked Audio, but... us Earthlings can take advantage of Tweaked Audio. TweakedAudio.com, unbeatable customer service, a lifetime warranty, all of this. Unlock the power of your awesome earbuds with our code off the record, all one word. You get 30% off of your order. Great earbuds, unbeatable customer service, free worldwide shipping, lifetime warranty, and 30% off your price with off the record, all one word, at TweakedAudio.com. Stay tuned, guys. Our in-game, the Elder Scrolls recap, coming up after this. Oh, the horror. Jake, stop that. Oh, God. Oh, he didn't deserve that. Mercy! Mercy, Jake! Oh, no! No! Jake laying siege everywhere all throughout Cyrodiil.
Crushing it.
Crushing it, as he says. So Jake, you're our guest. Let's start with you. What'd you do in Elder Scrolls Online this week, man?
Oh, man, what didn't I do? Playing this game too much. It's so much fun. Basically, a couple days ago, I just got a group, like a VR2s and 4s together, and we did four-man delves in Kraglorn. It was an absolute riot. We just went through there, and just the battles were hard. We all had to pitch in and picking flowers and killing people. It was so much fun.
Picking flowers and killing people, huh?
Yeah. Killing mud crabs and taking out alligators, and it's so much fun in Kraglorn. And then, so basically when I hit VR2 or whatever it was, I said, let's go back and do some of the group challenges because you get a skill point in public delves. So we did that and got like 4 skill points in basically 2 hours. So that was really nice. Leveled up my Nightblade religiously for the last week. Did Cold Harbor. And I got to tell you, the story, the main story in this game is fantastic. No spoilers, but every time I play, I just love it. The voice acting, the quality, it really feels like an Elder Scrolls quality main story. It does. And then the Fighters Guild, Mages Guild, both feel really high quality, just engaging and fun. And some of the decisions you make are really important to the game. So that's what I've been doing. Playing a lot of the Nightblade. I really like the class. It hits like a truck. It's the hardest hitting class in the game, highest DPS end game for trials teams anyways. So I've been trying to tweak it and play something unique. I'm doing a two-hand build right now. I'm just trying to basically ultimate farm and drop my ultimates, bat swarms everywhere and destroy everything. So I went out to Kraglorn at VR2 and I go, I wonder if I can do this. And I did kill 5 mobs VR11 on my VR2 Nightblade.
Wow. That's sick.
So, yeah, it was with bats and being a vampire, I have so much health return. As long as I can get my ultimate off, I won't die. So I'm just experimenting and playing different classes. My next, I have a Dragon Knight VR12, Sork VR1, Nightblade VR2, and then I'm going to pick up the Templar and see that because I've been hating on the Templar for a while.
No, don't hate on it. Don't do that.
I hate on the Templar, but so I'm going to pick it up and see what I can do. And then, yeah, keep finishing my guides up. I like to know the classes in and out before I produce a guide because I'm not going to tell you, you know, what I think you should do if I don't know how to do it myself. So I'm just experimenting with those types of things, and it's just been a blast. So that's what I've been doing.
Can one of us, maybe Liz or Rob, just toss in a link to Deltia's gaming? Yeah. So everyone in the chat room, which beautiful numbers in the chat room today, by the way. Thank you, everyone who's coming out today to support us and say hi, and of course our brand new cast. Check out DeltiasGaming.com. The guy is dare I say freaking brilliant when it comes to these reviews. And you know, he's very well known in the SWTOR community. That's how Jake and I met. And of course, you know, being as talented as he is with these sorts of things, look, there's Tio on here too. I love Tio. Tio is such a genuine guy.
Tio's a beast.
He is. You know, talent being what it is, of course, doesn't matter. It's agnostic of game, and he brings his talents over to Elder Scrolls Online. So you definitely want to check out for no BS, completely honest reviews on how to build your character. Look no further than Deltia's game because the guy knows what he's talking about, and it's well researched and well thought out and well put together. So.
Appreciate that. And one thing I'll say before is the community in this game is unlike any other MMO. I mean, it's just crazy. The things that people do for each other, whether it's giving each other mats, helping each other level, going back and doing content, it's just the community is amazing in this game. So if you're out waiting for on consoles, just it tracks a different kind of gamer, this game does. And I just love it. The developers listen. They change stuff based on what we say. It's just I'm excited for the future of the game. The people are great. There's trolls just like there is everywhere else. But I really feel like everyone who's playing the game is enjoying it. And it makes it for a fun experience. Every time I log on, it's great.
I agree. I dropped into a VR dungeon 2 days ago, I think. Yeah, it was 2 days ago. That was the last time I was actually able to play the game. So I drop in, right? And these guys were just like, they were just awesome. They really were. They were, you know, when you go into, you go through the LFG system in any game and no one really talks to each other.
Right.
Totally different. These guys were like, hey, great to have you, you know, jump on in. And, you know, my build didn't matter. My gear didn't matter. I'm in a VR dungeon. That stuff probably does matter. They didn't care. They knew the fights. They were just like, let's go in. And they weren't even in the same guild. They were just random guys that got stuck together. And I was a random guy that got stuck with them. And we had a blast just running through there. And I'm telling you guys, the LFG system is where it's at. Because Jake's right. The community in this game really is cool. So definitely check it out.
You know what brings a community together the most in this game, I believe, is the enchanting skill tree, because you really have to team up with somebody, and you've got to be diligent. And thank you, Crispy, for giving me your stuff.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Jake?
No, I just say that people band together and the game's fun. I have been doing some more Citadel, but I got a couple bugs, so I kind of rage quit out of it. But really, when you get a group of like-minded people on this game, I was saying to myself, to my friends, I'm like, tonight has been one of the funnest nights I've ever had in gaming, and we just dinked around in Craghorn. I don't know why, but it's just fun. You know, I miss that about gaming. It's not like a job. It's not like it's supposed to be a hobby and a way to get away from things and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what it's like. I love it.
Oh, it's just great. Liz, what about you? What'd you do this week?
Well, I got my new computer finally, because I had been away from the game for a very long time.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah,
all
woo!
Right.
I got CinemaScope.
Yeah.
Young kids don't even know what that is. Yeah, so I got that, and I'm finally able to play the game at, you know, a decent FPS, so it looks amazing, and I mean, it still plays the same, but I forgot how to play. There are certain things that, I mean, I was totally zoned in on. You know, my only characters had always been Templars. Gosh. And so, you know, I was like, I can't forget this. No, I did. And so I just decided to restart, and I made a sorceress because rage was making me jealous with all this sorcery talk. I did that, and I love being Storm from the X-Men. It's so cool. And yes, I am guilty of standing there going, "You're going to die." Yes, that's me.
Wow, good impression of Storm from the early '90s, mid '90s cartoon.
Lightning strike! Yeah.
Wow.
No, I can go on.
Logan.
Oh, they didn't have Logan name back then. Anyway. Oh, I just nerd smacked you.
You did. I got nerd smacked.
Yeah. But I'm liking it a lot, but I've realized that, wow, I kind of need a tank. Okay, this is only because I've actually been playing MMOs for over a year now. I mean, not as long as everybody else, but now I know, oh, that's a good idea to have somebody else out there. And that's when I wished, Avar, when you were there, because you could take all the hits.
Yeah, about that.
And, well, you just run up ahead of me. Oh, wait, no, we did play together, and I was the one running ahead.
You were. That did happen, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty damn funny, because you kept dying when you did it. And I was trying to tell poor Liz, like, you know, you don't run ahead of the tank. And she was like, okay, roar! Like, you just did it again, and you're dead.
You know why? Because you are a slowpoke.
Ouch.
Man, you hear what I have to put up with, Rob?
He's very thorough. Wow. I will say that for him. He's very thorough on, you know, he wants to set up everything correctly. And I appreciate that, but sometimes I'm not online with him, or I can't, you know, read his mind. I don't know that's what he's doing. And Jake, so I'm like, screw this. Rah!
Jake, you catching the wind from all that backpedaling she's doing right now?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can't wait for it. I was explaining why, but, you know, I can only take so much of Arwen.
Well, because you broke my heart, I dropped my sword and shield and I picked up a two-hander. So.
Oh, yeah. And you're switching weapon swap in RL.
Yeah.
NRL.
It's done. After that whole tanking encounter with Liz, I was just looking at my sword and shield. I was like, drop it down to the ground. Just picked up a two-handed sword. I'm like, I'll use this instead. Whatever. It's not true at all.
No, I'm totally confused right now, actually.
Oh, well, I'll get into that in a few minutes, but
okay. Yeah, I tried to join you in Cyrodiil, and you ignored me. I did get the Imperial Edition.
You blame me.
Yeah. Okay. So, because
congratulations on Imperial Edition.
Yay! You know why? Because your little butt was running away from me in Cyrodiil, and I couldn't catch up. And like Jake was saying earlier, the system of getting around there is just ugh.
And I'm a slowpoke.
Well, no, you're a slowpoke right before a fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're in battle though, you will just, you know, run right in. You're, hey, what's up? But then you die, and then you laugh. I love it when you laugh when you die. You're like, this is great.
I'm dead again.
That's awesome. Dirt. Look at that guy. He really got me.
There, there was a guy on that was putting some comments in on our YouTube channel with that video, and mm-hmm. he was saying, how do you constantly laugh every time you die? Like, I would rage quit over this stuff. I'm thinking to myself, like, how do you take it serious? I can't, you know, take this seriously because I'm just so pathetic when it comes to PvP that I just know I'm going to get into it. It's a no-win situation for me.
Well, so, I really think that also you're doing a live stream and you're trying to pay attention to other people and you know you're being watched. I think that's – don't tell anybody I you know, made an excuse for you, though.
No, I won't. I won't tell anyone that happened.
Yeah, you totally suck.
Yeah. Oh, well, that – it's all over the place. My lack of skill in PvP is legendary.
We need to have a PvP group. We need to find a night. And I know people have been calling for it. So, you know, I guess when things settle down here for me, and I know Rage is, you know, has to settle down a little bit, but maybe we can get something together, you guys. And Dusia, yeah, because you're in our guild.
I am. I'll be around stomping people.
I agree. I absolutely think having a group with us and Jake in there and just watching him kill everything is going to be a great idea.
Yeah, see? So we don't have to do anything, but we get our entertainment, and then we can say, oh, my God, I helped.
Right.
It's shake and bacon. I helped.
There you go. See, may I remind you of that, this right here. It's Jake. Oh, my. Just
that's
slaughter.
Me. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Oh, hold on. Wait. Back up, Liz. Here it goes. Oh, it's just... I don't know. Whatever. Anything else, Liz?
I was going to talk about the Harvest Festival, but this show's going long. So I'm just going to say what else I did with ESO. I love Twitter, and there are some memes on Twitter that I have to put out there for the podcasting community. Okay. So have you seen this guy that puts, you know, the picture of Dovahkiin, and at the top he'll say something, at the bottom, you know, the punchline. Some of the ones I found extra funny were, better save this potion in case I need it later. Finish game with 600 potions. Did that ever happen to you guys?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
playthrough. Every single playthrough.
My favorite out of all of them so far is, doesn't want to follow the trail to a new location because it will take too long. Spends 20 minutes trying to climb over mountains because it's quicker. That's more like 3 hours to me. I will do that. Oh, my God. No wonder I don't level up that quickly. Yeah.
Ever heard of TCL?
I've heard of TLC.
Yeah. TCL, console commands.
Oh, yeah. How can you do that to travel somewhere? Or you can unlock places and stuff, I guess.
Well, TCL, it makes you go through things. You're
a ghost. Oh, that one. That one's scary.
Good way to fall through the world.
Scary. It's scary.
So what's this third one you got going on here?
Oh, that one. Yeah, I put that up there because you and Khajiit, I always think it's funny. it's Khajiit going into a store and saying, hey, how much gold do you have? And the merchant's like, about 1,300. Is this a robbery? No, I'd like to sell you 1,300 gold's worth in leather helmets. And the merchant's like, what? What am I supposed to do with these? And then Khajiit leaves and he goes, merchant perk, and then leaves. Because that really is screwing over the merchant. I mean, if they really wanted immersion, they wouldn't have that perk.
That's true. You know, the former Elder Scrolls games actually do have that. When you play around in Daggerfall, mm-hmm. And you try and sell a merchant something, a lot of times they'll tell you, this merchant doesn't buy that item. And you're like, but they buy it in other Elder Scrolls.
Right. Well, that's the way it was in Skyrim until Skywim.
Skywim.
Baba Wawa talking. Until you got the merchant perk. But yeah, that's just screwing them out. You know, this guy in the cartoon was a baker. I thought that was great. But anyway, I have some add-ons. Okay, these are must-haves, and I have to do this on my first show for this because I've been begging you guys to do it mentally.
Must-have add-ons with Liz.
Yes. Okay, first one, Sous Chef. S-O-U-S, Chef, you know, French word. It's by Woben, and it will actually tell you which ingredients can be used for different provisioning things, so you know what to get rid of. Like beverages. Who makes beverages and actually uses them?
I do.
No, you don't.
About potions or talking about drinks?
Drinks.
Oh, I use food. Food's way better.
Yeah, food's way better. Food, you can get, if you get like blue one, you can get both a boost to stamina or no, the one I like is Magicka and health. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. Is that what you usually use?
I use purple. You get a boost to everything. Wow. Like, yeah.
See, I don't have purple.
But blue is really good. I mean, you're talking 200, 300 stats at end game. You have to use food. Yeah.
So that's great. Speaking of which, I don't know why this came into my head, but I'm thinking of the Guild Bank. Can we get rid of like the 5 billion crafting mats for styles in there?
God. Oh, God. One thing at a time.
There is a mod that add-on that lets you – it's called Restacker. It'll restack your entire guild bank for you so you don't have to like – yeah.
But we've got literally over 1,000 like the Altmer style. I can't pronounce – I want to say Animantium because that's Wolverine. But
Adamantite?
Whatever. Yeah, is that it? I don't know. That one, yeah. There's has to be over 1,000 of them. And I'm like, I use Roomba, which is another add-on that's just like the one you were talking about. I've also got an add-on, crafting material level display. So you know when you pick up something, if you're able to use it or not.
Oh, very interesting.
This is actually my favorite of all of them. You can't go without that. Please download it. And yeah. Okay, and that way you're not, you know, if you're putting like level one stuff in your bank or the guild bank over and over and over again, and nobody's going to use it, or not many people will use it.
Whoa, what's this one?
What, the Azura?
Whoa!
It's exactly what everybody wants, but I don't think this Kith guy or girl is updating it anymore. But you can redo your interface. You can change where things are. I actually changed where my in-game notices were at the bottom left-hand side of my screen so I could actually see them and all sorts of stuff like that. Oh, it's wonderful. But there is an update for it. Somebody else made it. So get Azura Interface Enhanced for Update 3 by Garkin. Okay?
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And for dunces like me, simple combat alerts. Because... Wow. I can't read body language that quickly, and there are usually so many spells going off, I can't tell what's going on. So it'll tell me, dodge, idiot, or block. you can customize the text, but so I actually have the words die, idiot, or dodge, idiot. Yeah, so that's it.
That's cool. All right. Well, thanks for those add-ons, Liz. That's really awesome.
I love add-ons.
Rob, what about you?
Well... Let's see. I guess just to kind of, let everybody know, I'm running three characters right now, and that is why none of them are VR yet. My main is 38 Dunmore Sorcerer on the Ebonheart Pact side, and I also am running at the same time a 36 Nord Dragon Knight. But yeah, since I'm now on this podcast, I'd like to eventually play with these clowns. So this week I made a brand new Aldmeri Dominion Redguard Dragon Knight that I mentioned before because I really like the Dragon Knight.
Wow, you went AD for this show, dude?
I did, man.
Wow.
We all did.
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
There
was a vote.
Even I did.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, that's why I went Aldmeri. I had no other legion. I saw the vote. I'm like, for the queen? Okay.
All right. I was the same way. I was kind of hoping that...
EP. I was hoping Ebonheart.
Nah, I was hoping for the Daggerfall Covenant, but...
Hey, really? Wait a second. You know, now that... Do we have some guilds free? Could we make a second guild if people wanted to join the two?
We could probably disband one of the ones that none of the listeners are currently in. We can probably talk about that. We should probably, you know, talk about that offline, figure something out. But
yeah. Liz and I are the new GMs for the two out of the four guilds that we've got right now, Akatosh and RK. So we're going to, we're going to figure this out, you know, me, her, and Rob. We're going to try and figure something out when it comes to this stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
So yeah. Now you do have another AD, right?
Yeah, I do have another AD, but it's kind of on the back burner right now. It's the same, pretty much the exact same build as my Ebonheart Sorcerer. Just a couple levels behind, and it is it's an Imperial, and it's actually working out really, really well. The extra health and the extra stamina from the Imperial racial skills is actually really, really nice. And of course, like if you throw on all light armor, you've got your magicka covered, and since that. That race doesn't have any benefits racially with magicka. The light armor totally makes up for that. But for right now, I'm playing the Red Guard on the Ald Mary side. Kind of the same build as I'm doing with my Nord. I was using two-handed weapons with my Nord. Both specs. Like I had, I was using a maul on one and a battle axe on the other, and it was actually working out really, really well. And then update 3 hit and changed all the set bonuses. So with using the two-handed weapons, I was potentially down a piece of armor. Or equipment to, I guess, get the 5-piece benefit from one of these sets. But I don't know, I might end up going back to 2-hand. So as of right now, my 36 Nord Dragon Knight is using Sword and Board and Dual Wield. And I wanted to publicly let everybody know that Jake, Deltius, knows what he's talking about. Because my sorcerer is actually using a variant of his lightning tornado build. And it's all about critical surge. Critical surge is a morph of the sorcerer's surge ability under the storm calling. And it is sick. It is absolutely sick. That is like all you have to do is build up your crit chance. Just your crit chance. That's it. And you will never have to pick up a resto staff to heal yourself ever again. It is amazing.
Wow. I still don't believe that. You've got to show me.
I'll make a video.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Jake will make a video. It is disgusting at how nasty that is. I didn't think it was possible for a sorcerer to kill faster than my Dragon Knight. And then I picked this up, and it's just like an AoE powerhouse. Just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm doing a variant of his build, but my AoE uses the lightning, Steel Tornado skill from the Dual Wield. I'm also using Fire Rune, Liquid Lightning from the Lightning Calling, and I'm also using the Thundering Presence, and also have Bound Armor just for a little bit... a little bit better armor and a little bit more survivability, but you know I might end up dropping that because it's pretty sick. You know, like I push 2 or 3 buttons and most of everything falls down before I have a chance to hit the 4th button. So
wait, awesome. Is that the one that makes your face all distorted? Like,
yeah, it is freaking hilarious.
Wait, hold on. Like what, Liz?
Yeah. I actually sent this in to Jess Folsom because I brought it up in the chat one night. I think it was the night that had Paul Sage on. And I mentioned, you know, just casually in the chat, hey, have you seen the bound armor uggifying bug? So she asked me to send her a picture of it, and I actually have the pictures saved here on my system. It's pretty funny. Like, back in the beta, Ivarwin was making fun of me for having just this hideous dark elf.
No, that's not true at all. She was gorgeous.
Everyone was making fun of you.
Yeah, everybody was making fun of me for
she
that.
She was beautiful in her own way.
Yeah.
She had a good personality.
So, I ended up... when the game came out, I spent a long time making that dark elf. Because it bothered me. See what you did to me, Barwin?
I'm sorry.
But I'm actually happy with the appearance of the character. It's like it actually looks less of like the really gritty, angular Romulan-esque dark elves.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
Because they do. They look like Romulans. They have these gargantuan forehead muscles.
Wait, the TV version or the movie version?
Probably like the TV version.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like these gargantuan facial structure and forehead. I was able to get rid of that. So look more like just look more like human. But then I worked my way up. I got bound armor, and the face just distorts and looks like a troll now. It is disgusting. So I shot. I took some screenshots of it and sent it off to Jess Folsom, and still waiting for that to be fixed. But obviously, that's something that they're probably not going to consider a huge priority at the moment. And plus, it's hilarious. Kind of like kind of like the crossbite bug. Whenever you talk to an NPC, every now and then they're just sort of like, you should go out here and kill these things. Oh my god, freaking hilarious!
That's awesome. Wow. Oh man, glad we got that on the stream. That is amazing. Good job.
So yeah, I'm actually tweeting out with my Nord Dragon Knight. It's Rage of the Rift. If you want to follow that, but
I haven't seen him post anything lately.
That's because I've been working on my Red Guard, so I can play with you clowns.
Hey-o.
I mentioned that I figured out the die issue earlier this afternoon, so I'm not going to say any more about that. But Liz covered some add-ons. I wanted to cover some of the add-ons that I use, and this is just a handful, but these are the ones that I just absolutely could not deal without.
Okay.
I use the AI research grid. Have you seen that?
No. What's that all about?
I remember when you were using graph paper.
I was actually writing this stuff down on graph paper, but then again, at the time, I think I was sitting in a hotel room writing this stuff down. But the AI research grid, it keeps track of all of your characters, whether they have crafting or not, and what they have researched. So I use my sorcerer as my crafter, my woodworker, my blacksmith, and my clothing. So if I pick up a piece of armor, I look at it and see that it needs... I can't remember any of the traits right now, but like...
The armor trait.
Yeah, just like the armor trait. I look it up, see what it has, and I can open up my grid, and I open up the drop-down to my sorcerer, and it will show what my sorcerer knows and is currently learning. And so that way, I can make a quick determination whether do I need to save this piece, or can I break it down or sell it or whatever. So AI research grid is awesome.
Sounds good.
Hotkey it and turn it on and off whenever you need it. Mm-hmm.
Good for guildies. I'm sorry, that's good for guildies. I would get that because you know how many people ask, like, who knows the inspired or whatever,
Right, and every time that someone says in guild chat, does anybody know waited for the two-handed sword?
Oh, yeah.
I pop that open whether I'm on my sorcerer or not, and I can say, yes, I know it. And I can jump on and make it for him real quick. So it's great. I also use Research Tracker, which is just another quick hot button that gives you a countdown of how long your research is going to take before it's done. And then I use Research Assistant. Research Assistant is great because it will actually mark the items that you pick up with a colored box that you can change the colors, but it's I think it's like gray, green, and red by default. Gray means that you know it or you don't need it for whatever reason. Red means you don't know it. So that one's not so great with alts, but whenever I'm on my sorcerer, it's a sure thing that if I pick up a new piece of armor, if it has a red block on it, I know that I haven't learned that one yet, so I keep it. I also have loot drop, which is a great add-on. If you want to know what you're looting, I like to auto loot because I'm high speed when it comes to playing the game. Like, I kill something, loot it, move on. But another one is Item Saver. Saver is absolutely amazing. Like, here, I'm going to go into commercial mode for this. Are you tired of deconstructing the equipment that you just created after running all the way out to that world crafting station? Well, fear not.
I am.
Item Saver is here. What this tool does is it allows you to mark your specially created items so that you know not to delete or break down or sell this particular item. It is amazing. I cannot tell you. You use your customer testimony. This is great. I haven't broken down a piece of armor that I've created since I installed this app. Do it. And then last, I used soft cap info, which tells me how far my attributes are on my character screen, how far I am from my soft cap, so that I can distribute a couple more attribute points or utilize my enchants to the best of their ability, so I'm not getting too much overcharge. But that's pretty much it. Other than that, over the next couple weeks, I'm probably going to be spending a lot of time on my Red Guard, I'm going to try to finish up East March with Rage of the Rift, so I can get that knocked out of the way.
All right. Looking forward to the updates then. Real quick, because I know we're going long. I've hit veteran rank. Ladies and gentlemen, I am veteran ranked, so I am super excited. halfway to veteran rank 2. I've respec'd my stat points and my skills, so I am no longer using a one-handed weapon and shield. I'm actually now using two-handed weapon skills, so I'm working on that. And I'm doing more of a focus on my crafting for blacksmithing and clothier. Cold Harbor? Badass, just saying. Love it. I love the fact that you go in there. There's a certain amount of people you need to recruit in order to get to Moloch Ball. But through exploration and doing quests on your own, you can actually get more. I love that. That is a fantastic feature.
That is cool.
And the fight, holy crap. Oh my god, that fight was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. It was so cinematic, so badass, so awesome. I felt like the circumstances that enabled you to fight Moloch Ball, I felt that powerful. It's just, I don't want to spoil it, but guys, if you haven't gotten to it yet, do it. It is amazing. Love the VR dungeons. Great time, especially as a DPS. I'm really enjoying that now. And PvP is fun again. I love healing in Cyrodiil, and I'm working on my build to become more effective. It's a work in progress, but I feel like I'm getting there little by little. Classic Elder Scrolls Night. Listen up, guys. Classic Elder Scrolls Night. All right, the record time is being switched from Fridays now to Monday. Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern every other week. I'm looking for new hosts. I've already chosen one. So huge shout out to my brand new host for Classic Elder Scrolls Night. You know him in the chat room as KDR Mickey. So,
oh my God!
Mike, shout out to you. Thanks for joining me. And we'll be looking to do a new episode together on Classic Elder Scrolls Night on Monday, this Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, where we will be journeying into Oblivion. It's going to center around, this episode's going to center around Chadenhall as Mike gives out the history behind the town of Chadenhall. We're also going to give you a tour as well as some history and some great Oblivion discussion that you don't want to miss that. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And for those of you out there that that have asked about being hosts on Classic Elder Scrolls Night. We will talk, and those interviews are set up. I'm looking for one more person, and looking forward to talking to you guys. Lunchtime in Tamriel. This is one of my favorite series that I'm doing right now. Love doing it. Spent last two episodes, 4 and 5, in Cyrodiil doing PvP. Lots of fun. Next episode, I'm going to make a new character in Skyrim and feature that character through a series of these episodes. Working on their build, going through the world, no questing, just exploring and doing dungeons. And then, you know, when it comes to Lunchtime in Tamriel, I do 1 week, I do 2 episodes. The next week, I do 1 episode, depending on how my days off go. When I do 2 episodes, that second episode is going to be spent in Daggerfall. And I'll be doing exactly the same thing, only I'm going to be focusing on the questing, not the exploration. So Skyrim, all exploration, building a character. Daggerfall, all questing, building a character. And that's going to be Lunchtime in Tamriel for the next, you know, maybe a month or so. And that's it. But just been killing it in ESO, loving it. I'm now the guild member of Akatosh. So shout out to my Akatoshians. And huge shout out to my Arcanians over at Arca. Hope you like your tavern. If you don't, just let us know.
Hey, Akatoshians, he is now my minion over there.
Yes. Wherever the mistress likes, she can.
Oh, okay. That's just wrong. That was creepy. I feel like I need a shower after that. That was just nuts. Okay.
All right, gross. So yeah. We've got this one email that was sent in to us real quick. I'll throw it out there. This comes from Legate Stump. Says, hey guys, really enjoy the show, keep up the good work, and I wanted to get your opinion on something. I currently have a VR2 Imperial Dragonite DPS tank, two-handed weapons and a one-handed sword and shield, and I don't know whether I should continue to level that character or if I should make a new character. I made a high elf sorcerer with destruction staff and resto staff, but I'm not sure if I should focus on leveling that character. I really enjoy the game and I'm happy playing either character, but I'm just trying to think of what makes the most sense in terms of upcoming updates. I was curious what your opinions are. Thanks in advance, Legate Stump. So Jake, you've been quiet for a while. What do you think? You think continuing on into VR territory or putting that on hold for a minute and rolling it old? What would you recommend?
Well, I'd recommend finishing a character and get it to end game. I don't think you really have to re-roll all the time in this game because anyone can heal DPS or tank. Now, what I'd ask them is, what are you trying to do? Because you say DPS/tank. I would say you really can't do one super effectively. You need to pick what you want to do and go that route. Dragonite is probably by far the best tank in the game with Green Dragon's Blood. Sorc doesn't hit the hardest, but like the Lightning Tornado build that I did is probably the most fun for me. It has tons of speed. You're self-sustaining. You have tons of AoE, but Dragon Knights are ridiculous powerful. If you want to do endgame content, keep doing your Dragon Knight. They can do DPS for tank either very, very well, but I would say pick one role and stick to it. If you want to be a tank, get that sword and shield out and put on a resto staff to heal, off heal. So that's kind of my thing. But if you really want to do DPS and you want to have some PvP fun, I think Sorc is probably the best class for you.
That was so well done. I mean, it's like somebody called into a radio station like for advice. That was excellent.
Thanks.
See, this is why I'm saying, you know, you got to listen to this guy and go to his site because the man's legit. He knows what he's talking about. He's not going to steer you wrong. And, you know, you can either hear him every week or often hear him on Tales of Tamriel. So shout out to... oh God! I can't believe I forgot Agelos, Agelos, and Agelos and Thais. Great job on the show, guys, and Jake. You know, obviously, great job with Deltia's Gaming. Sorry, guys, I haven't podcasted, and it's been 2 weeks, and you got to kind of like kick the cobwebs out of your head. So I
2 weeks for you for Rage and I. It's been what, months?
Well, I'm also stupid, so...
Well, no, I didn't say it. I said slow.
The fact is, you know, you guys are killing it, and I'm just retarded. Okay, This Week in Tamriel. And Liz, I would like you to do Feast of the Tiger, the second one on the bottom there.
It's the Feast of the Tiger. It's the... Okay, I've got to find Feast of the Tiger, Last Seed, the 14th. Is that today? That is today.
That is today.
The Feast of the Tiger in the Bantha Rainforest. Isn't that a Star Wars reference?
Poodoo.
Bantha Poodoo. Yes, the Feast of the Tiger in the Bantha Rainforest is like other holidays in praise of a bountiful harvest. It is not, however, a solemn occasion for introspection and thanksgiving, but a great celebration and a festival from village to village. So let's party.
Yeah.
And that was 1999.
We also missed Sun's Rest, which occurred on Sun's Height the 20th. You will have to wait until tomorrow if you are planning on making any equipment purchases, for all stores are closed in observance of Sun's Rest. Of course, the temples, taverns, and mages' guild in the city are still open at their regular hours, but most citizens choose to devote this day to relaxation, not commerce or prayer. This is not a convenient arrangement for all, but the Merchants' Guild heavily fines any shop that stays open, so everyone complies.
Can you imagine if they actually did that in game? Like, they had the holidays in the game and nobody could buy anything.
You know what?
Well, no, that wouldn't be too bad because you're crafting a lot. But we're in Skyrim, you know?
Yeah. So there you go. Those were the Tamrielic holidays. And that's a show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Elder Scrolls Off the Record, episode 121, has ended. We're going to end off with our final thoughts, and we'll start with our guest, Jake.
I am super excited to be here. You know, what I tell people is, like, doing these podcasts is fun. You just sit around and talk about games that you love and have shared hobbies and interests. The future is looking bright for ESO. I love this game is so much fun because I don't have to re-roll every week when a class gets nerfed, buffed, or whatnot. I can heal, I can tank, I can DPS. You can basically do it all with some varying differences on the classes. So for me, it just has so much flexibility. And, you know, some nights I just want to get on, I want to talk to anyone, pick up, just go craft and do some gathering some mats. You can do that. Some nights I want to get on, do hardcore PvP. You can do that. Some nights you want to get on and just murder someone in Cyrodiil. You can do that. The game is just wide open. And they are living up to their promises as far as updates goes. The bugs are getting fixed. They're getting polished up. The developers are listening. Future's bright. I can't wait, and I'm glad to be part of this and just talk about the game I really love right now.
Well, I heartily agree. And Jake, from me to you, thanks for being such an awesome community member. Guys like you make this game better just by doing what you do naturally. So thanks for all your efforts.
I appreciate that.
Liz, final thoughts.
Well, my final thought is audible.com. Download your free book at audibletrial.com. Did you forget to do that?
I forgot to do that. That happened. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to replace your usual books with something that I recommend, and that would be the Dragon Age books.
Oh,
Stolen
nice.
Throne.
Nice.
The Stolen Throne, the, the one with Duncan, and then there's another one. I just had it, and now it lost it.
The one with Duncan.
It's going to bug me. Anyway.
It's all good. We got next week. It's no problem.
Yeah. Because you know why you want to do this? Because you're going to get a 30-day free trial. You can get one of these books, and then when we start Dragon Age Off the Record,
bango.
Guess what? Cross-promotion.
Uh-huh. You're gonna be all up on the books when they start up Dragon Age Off the Record. And that's second week of September, I believe. It's slated
yes,
to
sir.
Go live and be up on iTunes.
Am I not?
Speaking of iTunes, Warcraft Off the Record was a show that we announced. Episode 0, it's now up on iTunes. We're going to release the RSS feed probably next week. So we're also putting it up on Stitcher Radio this week as well. So, Warcraft Off the Record is now on iTunes. Definitely check it out. And we're going to hopefully next week release the RSS feed for everyone to download. So we're doing a scaled launch on this for back office reasons, I suppose, for that stuff. So no worries, but it'll be out there soon, guys.
Just erase that part of it.
I guess. I don't know. And Rob, of course.
This is a lot of fun. I love talking Elder Scrolls. I don't get to talk a lot of Elder Scrolls with my coworkers.
so, yeah, I know how that goes.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's great to be back on a mic again. It's great to be back on a mic again with Liz. I don't think Ivarwin knows what he's in for. I felt a little reserved this time. You know, don't want to knock down the walls just yet.
I know what I'm in for.
It's gonna get crazy. But had a lot of fun. I love this game. I'll be playing this game for a long time, mainly because I have to do everything. And you know how long that would take me to do everything in this game?
A long time. Precisely a long time.
Well, you make 5 billion characters and then re-roll, so yeah, it's going to take a while.
I'm only on, like, 70 right now.
It's like, I don't like your earrings. I'm going to change it. That's not? What he does. I'm not kidding you.
Sounds legit. QGN's under some construction, guys. So anything and everything is about to change. Elder Scrolls Off the Record is obviously here to stay. We've got a brand new cast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. We've got this layout thing going on here. Probably going to be getting written to that sometime soon. The podcast is staying, but we are going to make this for those who do watch it on YouTube. We're going to make it more accessible for the YouTube followers. What does that mean? We're going to put in a new layout where you're going to be able to click through the video to get to your favorite parts. Podcast listeners,
awesome.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Podcast listeners, you're not going to. Nothing's going to change. It's going to be your show. There you go. But for the YouTube guys, we're going to improve the quality of life, and for those on YouTube as well. We're going to have some exclusive content. Certainly, Lunchtime and Tamriel is definitely part of that. And hopefully we're going to be able to bring it home with some more things coming in the future. You've got Warcraft Off the Record. That's coming out. Dragon Age Off the Record. That's coming out. And that's just what we've announced this month. We've got a tremendous amount of stuff on the back burner. I'm not announcing anything just now, but the next month and a half, some exciting things are going to be dropping back into QGN, and you're going to want to check it out because it's some exciting stuff. Update 3, fantastic. Really can't say anything bad about it. It's a wonderful update, and the guild stuff is fantastic. The die is amazing, and really excited about the expanded delves. That's definitely something that needed to happen. Thank you, everyone, for watching the chat room. Thank you for being here. You guys were wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Thanks for Jake for being an awesome co-host with us. And to Liz and Rob for being here as well and helping me do this thing that we love doing. So with that, take care, everyone. Be safe. And as always, may the Force be with you.